All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday in just about 15 minutes or so. By the way, it's also a timeout Tuesday. And immediate review right now from the food critic in the room, Coach Wiggins, on the ribs that he has been devouring.
I had a rib.
Oh, just
like I'm going to get you, sucker. Chris Rock, I just want one rib.
How was it?
It was really good.
Okay.
Lemon pepper wings.
Okay.
I had a lemon pepper wang.
How was the wang?
The wing was good. Okay. It was a naked one, so that's good.
All right.
A little bit more healthy that way.
All right.
Have you had the mac and cheese?
The mac and cheese
is good.
Please do not send any unsolicited photos of the naked wing to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But I will say this, at Time Out Market Boston on Sunday, October 6th, they are holding a Patriots pigskin pig roast.
Mm.
And so get tickets and you'll be on the lawn and cheering on the New England Patriots as they take on the Miami Dolphins on their big screen. All you can eat pig roast buffet from Blue Ribbon Barbecue. They brought the food in this morning and your ticket includes VIP seating. $10 Tom card for a drink and unlimited Southern Comfort classics like pulled pork, ribs, house-made sides. It is the perfect mix of football, food, and fun. Just go to timeoutmarket.com to get your tickets and to be there for the first ever Patriots pigskin pig roast.
And that's the number one food at a tailgate is barbecue.
Yeah.
It's not even a debate. When you start talking about pulled pork, brisket, ribs, wings.
A pig roast, though, is like intense.
Yeah, I've never.
I've
never had a pig roast.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's very, very cool.
All right, back to the news this morning, Courtney.
Brett Favre will testify in front of Congress about the need for welfare reform today. This comes after Favre faced allegations of using temporary assistance for needy families, state funds for corporate gains. He was accused of encouraging local officials to use welfare money to build an athletic facility and support the manufacture of a concussion drug. Uh-huh. A Mississippi state audit found that $5 million in TANF resources was relocated to pay for the construction of a volleyball facility.
So wait, now he gets to testify to Congress as an expert?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
About the reform that is needed.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Reminder that money went to a volleyball court where his daughter was playing volleyball at his alma mater, University of Southern Mississippi.
And then like Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee come after and he sued them for defamation?
I mean, it seems weird to me. Like if he was a part of it. Why is he testifying to Congress about it?
That is very confusing.
Didn't Roger Clemens testify in front of Congress?
Well, he was brought in front of Congress because of the steroid scandals.
The steroid thing. So you got to be very careful when you're testifying in front of Congress what you do and don't say.
Isn't it always so alarming when you actually see people in Congress doing their job across the parties that are just so inept? Like, I remember that they couldn't pronounce Bud Selig. Like, they didn't even know what they were doing. Like, it's something as mundane as that, they were that incompetent.
Okay.
Anyway.
In irrational fear, anybody on this show have a bee allergy? I've never asked.
No.
I've actually twice stepped on beehives and survived both.
Wow. A warrior.
I am.
Well, 40,000 bees were found in a historic Maine home during a renovation.
Jesus.
The hive had been inside the walls of an old farmhouse in Westbrook for decades. They're saying like 80 years, they believe, that these bees were building this hive.
Wow.
The family wanted to safely relocate the colony instead of killing them, so they brought in an expert on TikTok. I know you all hate TikTok, but they have these bee expert keepers that, you know, bare hands like the man you're seeing on Twitch right now.
Either.
Yeah, is able to just safely be able to relocate hives.
How many bees were there?
40,000.
40,000 bees living in that house.
Yep.
They're going to need a big apiary to hold all those bees.
That is terrifying.
Well, the expert has to first find the queen bee, from everything I've seen, move the queen bee into the transportation device to get them to their new hive or their new colony, and then be able to bring all the others.
Okay. And then
Very
you knew so much about bees, Courtney.
Well,
and
well,
where did you step on hives twice, Curtis?
Dover. Once after Hurricane Bob, which was really a wild scene. It was very difficult, but I survived. It advanced.
Is that why your nickname in Dover was Little Stinger? What's next?
The obsession with
about
my penis
the rab-
knows no bounds.
We were talking about the Rabdo yesterday.
Yes.
About the Tufts lacrosse team.
Yeah, Wiggy didn't know about the Rabdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hell's the rap?
We talked
about
the Tufts.
Oh, yeah, that workout thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little update there, too. Three Tufts lacrosse players, I believe, remain hospitalized from that. Yeah. Now, a South Carolina woman is done with CrossFit after she says her arms exploded. Rhabdo can cause kidney failure and can even kill you, but she's suffering from it. We could hear from Jessica Johnson, who's making the change.
The next day when I woke up, I was really, really sore and my arms were swollen. And I thought that I was just super sore because I haven't done upper body in a while. And I especially haven't done pull-ups in a while. Like, it's been a couple years. My issue was my arms. They were so swollen, I couldn't straighten out my arms all week. And my hands and fingers were starting to go numb on Friday and tingling. So that's why Saturday morning I went to urgent care and they immediately just sent me to the ER.
Yeah.
Wow.
She looks like she's in pretty good shape, too.
This video will continue. This is like her normally, and then they show her arms at the end. I know a girl that this happened to. We were in a wedding together, and when I tell you, her arms were quadruple the size that they normally were, and it was because she was working out so hard.
So has somebody like this never done CrossFit before?
No.
I don't get it.
No, they're saying that it's actually people that work out quite a bit. That are more prone to this happening.
So why doesn't it happen to more athletes? I'm like, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is something, like, you would think that it would be, you know, all these CrossFit athletes and these other, you know, professional athletes that work out a ton. Why is this, like, the first time we're actually, first time I'm ever hearing about it.
Yeah.
Rhabdo.
It's very scary. All right. Curtis's favorite singer, Jaguar Wright, claimed yesterday that one of Diddy's freak-off tapes were sold on the dark web for $500 million.
By Diddy?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He sold a freak-out video of, I'm assuming, a bunch of celebrities at the freak-out or the value.
Freak-off.
Freak-off.
Uh-huh.
Or the value wouldn't be there.
Correct.
This, can you imagine the celebs on that?
Jaguar Wright is also claiming that his own twin daughters were also.
But you got to be careful with her. She got a lot of stories. That's all I'll say.
Well, we can hear the audio.
Is she capping?
I mean,
here we come with the defensive Diddy.
No. If you don't.
3, 2, 1.
But the problem is.
Wiggy defends P. Diddy. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen her online? She's got a ton of stories, and some of the stories are not true. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. So trust Michael Jackson. Don't trust Jaguar.
Michael Jackson was acquitted on everything.
Did you listen to Fuel by Eminem, perhaps?
Yes,
I
have. Slim Shady?
Maybe he exposed everything?
Yeah, I heard Eminem.
Did you listen to Bieber when Bieber was singing about how he was lonely because of everything that was done to him?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, I mean,
it is so disgusting. And that all these people
The Bieber
knew.
Thing, like, I you know, nobody knows. I hope eventually, for the sake of mankind, we find out what happened. But I you understand, maybe based on his interactions, why he's gone away and disappeared,
or why he had that period of time where he went off the deep end and where couldn't seem to stay out of trouble. And
was that the Biebs?
Yeah. But we can hear from Jaguar if you would like.
Okay. All right.
Why would he sell his tapes on the dark net? He's selling it because he needs the cash. The last Freak Off tape that just got sold on the dark net, which I know because I monitor, went for $500 million. It had multiple stars in it. Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, Drake. It was a really interesting night in Calabasas, and he just sold that footage.
How come you think it doesn't get leaked to the public?
The dark net?
Yeah.
Because of the dark coin. Most people don't even know that the dark coin exists, right. But that's how they're trading for all of the flesh they sell. Which is why I became...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I was so outraged last year when the girls, when the twins turned 16 and he had them dressed like prostitutes and then he auctioned them off as NFTs because the NFT that he sold them to was attached to that dark coin. It was like a promissory note to sell his daughters to the highest bidder.
And it's the Illuminati too.
In 99, you see this video with Entertainment Tonight where he said, they're going to be shutting down these parties. They're going to probably be arresting me, doing all these types of crazy things just because we want to have a good time.
Freak off.
He also said one of his favorite, I saw a video yesterday, one of his favorite party guests is Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm.
Leo's at a bunch of his parties.
Yeah.
You see the Obama P. Diddy stuff?
But if there is a sex tape, a freak off tape, and it's Drake, Chris Brown,
that?
Justin Bieber, Courtney, Nicki Minaj.
Courtney, come on. Put on your common sense cap.
You don't believe any of that?
A Nicki Minaj, Drake, Bieber, Rihanna.
Is that cap?
Oh, that's cap. Well, Wiggy, Beyonce.
Do you believe there were videos of Epstein had of Bill Gates and all these powerful people?
Prince Andrew.
I have no clue.
He did. I mean, that's how you keep power over people.
Did we see the videos?
People.
There were videos. I mean, they're clothed. It's before. Oh, okay. You know,
there were videos that the FBI allowed to be destroyed because they didn't want to be caught up in it. But there were thousands of videos.
Believe me, that's how you keep power. If it was videos of all those entertainers, we'd be seeing them.
You think there was a sex tape of Bill Gates? I do, and we never saw it.
What's the cost? Why would you pay $500 million for that, though? Like,
if the dark web.
Yeah, it's the dark coin.
It's the dark coin, right? Right, Fime?
Yep. Yes. You know all about that. It's basically Bitcoin, right?
Yes. Coin.
But I'm assuming it's Bitcoin for the dark web, not Bitcoin is legit. I was on Bitcoin earlier.
Yeah, you and Eamon. Yes.
Why is there a dark web?
Because
why haven't they just shut it down? If you're selling human body parts and
can't find it,
you can't just. I also don't know that there's just a switch to like shut down the internet.
Do you just type in dark www or how do you get on that?
Gresh actually.
So many questions.
Gresh says HTTP colon.
Got to be in a specific group to get web access to the dark web.
Yeah, I would like it. I need act theft.
I would love to see that videotape. I mean, let me see that. All those Rihanna, Nicki Minaj. All right, let's pop that thing in.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it for the
news.
All
right. Wow. Thank you, Courtney. Coming up, we'll talk to Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday as the New England Patriots get ready for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. Tanner Houck talked about how good he felt in the win as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Felt good with everything. Felt in sync with the body. Felt strong. And like I said, I just went out there, trusted the defense, pounded the zone the whole night. Kind of felt like I had command over all the pitches. The one walk is, you know, the point where I'll look at and kind of, you know, point the finger of fell behind 3-0, got the strike, and then walked in. But ultimately, you know, 40-some-odd pitches, 50-some-odd pitches for five innings is great, super efficient. And like I said, you got to be pounding the zone to get to that.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today. They've got another one in Toronto tonight, 7:07 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI, and as always, on the Odyssey app.
Do you think Bradfo has access to the dark web?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely?
It's actually dark web gems.
Special username and password. Baseball isn't boring, though.
I want access. Chime, get us access to the dark web.
I'll call my people.
If you can. Whatever it takes. However many dark coins you need, we'll take
care
of it.
I got you.
Okay. Just one more question about it. Yeah. If Diddy is on the dark web, wouldn't the feds be able to find his account and be able to?
I don't know if the feds can get on the dark web.
I think they would, Courtney. That's my point.
Feds
can get anything
they
want.
Right, that's what I mean. Wait, so wouldn't
it be what is your overall point, that this is all nonsense?
I think this is a major, is he a freak and he had freak-offs? Yes.
Do you believe he broke the law?
I believe he broke the law in the sense of he had sex workers coming in from other parts of the state.
And he beat women.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely beat women. Oh, we know he beat Cassidy.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we know he did that.
I know. You should go to jail for that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Any guy who hits the woman should go to jail for that.
Preach.
Remember, there are a lot of guys walking around who are not in jail for beating women.
Agreed.
We know he did that. We saw that on film.
Yep.
Some of the other stuff, you know. His lawyers are saying no underage girls, and at least that's what they haven't proven yet. I believe he was flying sex workers and doing all crazy stuff. And, you know, the feds will get you if they want you. Please, they'll put something together.
Well, there were two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final, and Mac Jones came in to make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter. On just his third play of the night, Jones got strip-sacked by Javon Solomon, with the Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory to set up another Bills touchdown. The Commanders took down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is sensational ready meal salads for $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your
time. Can you see never seen episodes of Battlestar Galactica on the dark web?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
I believe you
all
can.
Right. Wait, get us on there. I want to be on.
Might even be some nude episodes for Wiggy.
Okay. Curtis, weather?
Ready? Yeah, it's 57 degrees, sunny skies. Going to be cloudy this afternoon, high of 65.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponent. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.